It's early.
So let me just describe a little bit about some of the grants that I think might be appropriate. And I think it's come up several times, this the idea of digital humanities, or the term digital humanities, which is actually a relatively old term that in the last 3 or 4 years has suddenly got a lot of currency, mostly because of the funding that's been put behind it. So digital humanities is arguably about a 20-year-old field that people like to trace it all the way back to the 40s, but in its current form, it has probably existed for about 20 years. It really came primarily out of English studies or literary studies, as people were doing things like text mining and putting texts online, that sort of thing. Recently, there were lots of kind of similar activities happening in other disciplines at the same time that didn't call themselves digital humanities, or an earlier term is humanities computing. Anyway, in 2006 or so, the CIO of the NEH, Brett Bobley, held a meeting that Maryland sponsored as well, that was for digital humanities centers in the area, in the United States and really in the world. So there's a set of research centers, I guess, at that time, probably only around 20 or so, maybe a little more, that sometimes were based in libraries, sometimes, as Meth is, were kind of based within colleges of arts and humanities. They had a lot of different forms and instantiations, but in any case, they all came together to think about what the future of the digital humanities should be. And around that same time, the NEH founded their Office of the Digital Humanities, which I have the website up on the screen right now, and a good deal of funding was put into it. Probably one of the most exciting things that they have are their digital humanities startup grants. So let me just go down to these. These are relatively small grants. They go from $20,000 to about $50,000. The nice thing about these grants is that they are explicitly designed to allow for failure. The idea is that, just like a startup company, I guess, it's a fairly risky investment for the office with relatively little amounts of money. But the idea is that they want things that are kind of crazy and cutting edge. And I think a lot of the things that we've discussed actually fit exactly into this category. The one thing that they cannot, that the NEH actually cannot fund by their mandate, is the development of new works of art. So it has to be more about the history and theory of dance, or dance criticism. They do have more money in general than the NEA does, for historical reasons. So anyway, there is a good deal of money here that may not be known to the artistic community if you can find a way to fit your work into something that the NEH funds. The annotation tool that I was showing came out of a digital humanities startup grant. There's a musical theater edition that I showed yesterday that was also a digital humanities startup grant. If you're interested in these, talk to me. Myth has been fairly successful at getting these. So the other nice thing about these is they come due every 6 months, so you don't have to wait a full year before the next one becomes available. So the next deadline is February 23rd. So we just passed the last one was, I think, October 20th or October 6th, maybe 5th. Anyway, in the last couple of weeks. So we're at kind of the longest period of time that you would have to wait before a new grant, but 6 months may be about right for getting together a new big project. Another opportunity, the IMLS has actually started doing the same kind of thing. I actually am having trouble finding their website where they talk about this, but they've also started a digital humanities startup-like thing. They have slightly less money devoted to the program. I think they go up to about $20,000. Yeah, it's another opportunity. I guess I should also say about the NEH grants, there are two levels that they have. The first goes up to $25,000. The second level goes up to $50,000. Most of the grants that are funded at the first level are meetings just like this. So actually, we originally intended to apply for a digital humanities startup grant level one to fund this series of meetings, and then our vice president for research said that he would fund it, you know, that day. So rather than submitting the grant, we went that route. I think that so there are, if you need just $25,000 to fund a series of meetings or a series of workshops, this is a really great opportunity. The IMLS leadership grants are kind of on the other end of the scale. Let's see if I can bring this up. These go up to $1 million, national leadership grants. The IMLS is the Institute for Museum and Library Services. under the last administration, so, Laura Bush was, as you might know, a librarian, and so there was a lot of money put into the IMLS in the last little bit, last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so they actually have, in many cases, more money than the NEH does. But they fund very similar sorts of things. There are various forms of leadership grants. The one I guess is on the screen right now is a slightly smaller version. The big ones, the ones that go up to $1 million, are due in February. But they tend to fund things that are a little bit more tested and a little bit more of a sure thing. But I could also see some really interesting, maybe smaller level national leadership grants coming out of this meeting as well. The IMLS tends to require one-to-one matching, so you need to get your university or some group behind you to help fund a dollar-for-dollar match for the IMLS. NEH also has, in July, their preservation and access grants that go up to $400,000. This is kind of a good mid-range thing, and actually the notebooks, choreographers' notebooks, I think would be really interesting for that grant opportunity, as would actually an IMLS grant as well. The preservation and access has right now two different categories. One is about putting existing collections online, so the choreographer's notebook would fit into that category. They also have a research and development section too, that goes up to $400,000. So there's another wing of the annotation project that MIF is working on, is a program called Tile, the text image linking environment, that was funded as a research and development grant under the preservation and access world, I guess. I think that research and development, so if you need more money for research and development, I think they're taking kind of the same approach with those as they are taking with the startup grants, that these can be sort of risky, but maybe a little less risky than the startups. Are there other grant opportunities these are kind of the ones that I know about. Then Mellon has ones that you kind of have to be invited to apply for, but actually, I think, is Dana still here? Yeah, okay. Dana has history with the Mellon Foundation, so she might be able to speak a little bit about that. CLEAR, the Council for Library and Information Resources, also has a little bit of money. They fund things like trying to bring together collections that are scattered across different libraries, so trying to unify disparate collections. They also have been very involved in the digital humanities community as well. So that's CLIR is their acronym. Yeah?
There's a small grant called the EMC Arts, which is funded by Mellon, Merce Gilmore, and the Doris Duke, I think, together, maybe. But it's amongst those, which go for half-baked ideas. Mm. So similarly, you know, the idea is that you get about $25,000 maximum to kind of play around with something, and you are supposed to have a partner to do that.
Right.
So what's that one called? EMC Arts.
So can we partner EMC with IMLS?
No. So IMLS actually requires a library to be one of your partners. There's also actually, this is something that's coming up right away but might be interesting, especially given the William Forsyth connections and some other things that are happening in Germany. The NEH has recently been, especially under Brett Bobley's direction with the Digital Humanities Office, has been creating a lot of grants that cooperate or partner with funding agencies in other countries. So they had a funding opportunity with JISC in the UK, and we did the Shakespeare Quarters Archive under that funding. They also have coming up very, very soon, I think as in November, the DFG NEH opportunities. This one is due November 16th. I think it goes up to 150 maybe, but this is much like the level one startups, where they're really focused on bringing together people for symposia or workshops like these, this exact sort of thing, in both Germany and the United States. So you would have to find a German partner to work with. But if you could find one, then I think that you could have a meeting exactly like this, and it would be under the purview of that grant. Okay.
I just thank goodness for Twitter, because Brett Bobley just... Right. I tweeted something about, is there something happening in NEH, ODH with dance? And he says they just funded the UVA for what's called Artifact.
Right, Artifact. So, yeah, so let me bring that up, actually. So this is another digital humanities startup grant. What is it, UVA? They just were funded, so they may not have anything online right now. Yeah, it doesn't look like they do.
There's a description of it on the NEH site. If you look under the Library of Funded Projects, under the Education category, and then search Dance, it's the first one that comes up. It's called the Movement Thesaurus.
Right. Actually, I think so. Susan Weisner, who was supposed to come, but she was in a car accident, was, I think, is working with that project as well, the Artifact Project.
It says the development and testing of a tool and accompanying thesaurus to make films searchable for dance movements. Hmm. They got $50,000. Enabling research into movement-based arts, specifically dance. It's a major step toward providing access to movement-derived data. By using motion capture technologies, we plan to provide a sophisticated open-source tool that can help make film searchable for single movements and movement phrases. The thesaurus will contain over 100 codified dance movements derived from Western concert dance genres and styles, from which we can develop algorithms for automatic search capabilities in film.
I think that if you look at the funded projects, one thing that you'll notice is the things that tend to get funded, or things that are, I guess, factors in funded projects are if there's a significant collaboration. So if you can work with another institution, the funding panels tend to like that a lot. If you can, certainly you should make sure that any code that you're writing is going to be free and open source, in the sense that we've talked about already. I think the greater access that you can provide for free is also very important. At the same time, sustainability plans are also something that the funders recognize. And in some cases, that may mean that there has to be some sort of nominal subscription fee that covers the maintenance and the server costs and all of that. I think what we should do maybe then is take a working break, but before we, where we can discuss different partnerships that people might like to work on together. Again, like I just want to emphasize that that collaboration is something that I know the NEH certainly likes, and the IMLS I think is also very fond of as well. So if you can think of people around the table that you might like to work with.